East Coast versus West Coast. That was the state of hip-hop in the 1990s. And that tension reached a peak at the 1995 Source Awards in New York when California's Snoop Dogg antagonized the crowd.
The East Coast ain't got no love for Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg and Death Row. Y'all don't love us.
That speech accelerated the East Coast-West Coast rap war. But another speech that night by an up-and-coming duo heralded a new direction in rap. And that direction was south. Culture critic Kiana Fitzgerald is looking back at a few of hip-hop's game-changing albums. And today, it's Aquemini by Outkast.
At the infamous 1995 Source Awards, Outkast won Best New Artist. They were met with boos and jeers, and they really laid down the gauntlet with a statement that was made by Andre 3000, who is one half of Outkast.
But it's like, the South got something to say. That's all I got to say.
The South got something to say. That reverberated throughout hip-hop. It was something that other Southerners had felt. They knew that they were not being included in the national conversation about hip-hop. Outkast may not have known it, but they really placed the heart of hip-hop right over Atlanta, and that's when things changed.
This is my story, this is my song.
With Aquemini, Outkast had their twangs and their local colloquialisms on full display.
Another stormy night in Atlanta, Georgia. Overcast, but on behalf of Outkast, I Georgia. We invite you to an emotion field theater. Bring your umbrellas, cause young fella, it gets no weirder.
The two members of Outkast are Big Boi and Andre 3000. Outkast really interrogated the way that Southerners lived, with a perspective that was both hungry from Andre 3000, but also reserved from Big Boi.
Now it's the time to get on lights, Spike Lee say get on the bus. Go get your work and keep your beeper chirping, it's a must. Get you on that dust of cornstarch, familiar with that smack, man. The music is like that green stuff, provided to you by Sack Man.
The title track of Aquemini is probably the most representative example of Outkast bringing their Southern roots. It's slow, it's deliberate. It sounds like a late summer evening sitting on the porch with a glass of tea or something like that.
And Volkswagen and Bonnevilles, Chevrolets and Coupeville's. If you ain't got no rim, don't get no wood grain steering wheel, for real.
This album really blew the door open for so many artists who are from the South, but also artists who are just from a different way of life. We have lived experiences that other people can relate to. How can we dig into the lives of people who are not traditionally represented? Aquemini was just the lead up in terms of what Outkast was capable of becoming. Just a few short years later, they would create Speaker Box, The Love Below, that won Album of the Year at the Grammys, which was a huge deal. The focus of the genre has kind of shifted over the past decades, but it always comes back to Atlanta, with artists like Future and 21 Savage and Migos, who are all directly inspired by Outkast. So this album really did a lot for Atlanta and for Outkast, but it also did so much for the entire Southern U.S.
That was Kiana Fitzgerald. Her new book is called Ode to Hip Hop, 50 Albums That Define 50 Years of Trailblazing Music. She'll break down another album next week.